We exist in a world saturated with sound. From the constant hum of information technology to the cacophony of daily life, our ears are bombarded with a never-ending stream of stimuli. Yet, true listening, the act of not just hearing but actively understanding another person, remains a surprisingly rare art form. This article delves into the fascinating science behind listening, exploring the intricate mechanisms of our auditory system and the cognitive processes that underpin our ability to connect with others on a deeper level. The biology of hearing, a journey from sound wave to perception. Our auditory journey begins with sound waves, invisible ripples in the air that travel to our ears. These waves hit the eardrum, causing it to vibrate and send tiny signals through a chain of tiny bones in the middle ear. These vibrations eventually reach the cochlea, a snail-shaped structure filled with fluid and hair cells. The hair cells convert the vibrations into electrical signals, which are then carried by the auditory nerve to the brainstem and various regions of the brain for processing. Here's where the magic happens. Different parts of the brain play specialized roles in interpreting the electrical signals. The auditory cortex, located in the temporal lobe, is responsible for identifying sounds such as speech, music, and environmental noise. Other areas of the brain, like the thalamus and amygdala, process the emotional content of the message and trigger physiological responses. The active listener's brain, a symphony of empathy and attention. While our biological makeup allows us to detect sound, true listening is an active process that requires more than just passive reception. Enter active listening, a suite of cognitive skills that transforms us from mere sound receivers into engaged participants. Studies have shown that active listening activates a specific network of brain regions. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for decision-making and attention, becomes highly engaged as we focus on the speaker. Meanwhile, the mirror neuron system, a group of cells that fire when we observe or perform an action, allows us to resonate with the speaker's emotions and experiences. This intricate interplay between attention, empathy, and cognitive processing allows us to not just hear the words but grasp the underlying meaning and intent behind them. The barriers to true listening, why we struggle to hear. Despite the inherent human desire for connection, several obstacles can impede our ability to truly listen. Here are some of the most common culprits. Internal distractions. Our minds are constantly bombarded with internal chatter, worries, to-do lists, and judgments. This constant mental noise can make it difficult to fully focus on the speaker. External distractions. The digital age has brought with it a constant influx of notifications and stimuli. A buzzing phone or a half-checked email can easily derail our focus and prevent us from giving the speaker our full attention. Egocentrism. Sometimes, we listen with the intent to reply rather than to understand. This egocentric approach makes us focus on formulating our own response instead of absorbing the speaker's message. These barriers can significantly hinder communication and lead to misunderstandings and missed opportunities for connection. The good news is that, like any skill, listening can be honed and improved through practice and conscious effort. Giving the spotlight to the speaker, active listening techniques. Embrace nonverbal communication, pay attention to the speaker's body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice. These nonverbal cues can offer valuable insights into their emotional state and the underlying meaning of their words. Ask open-ended questions, don't just listen for pauses to interject with your own thoughts. Ask open-ended questions that encourage the speaker to elaborate and share their perspective. Paraphrase and reflect, summarize what you've heard in your own words to ensure understanding. This demonstrates your attentiveness and allows the speaker to clarify any misunderstandings. Resist the urge to interrupt, give the speaker the space to complete their thoughts. Interrupting not only disrupts their flow but also sends the message that you are not fully invested in what they have to say. Fostering empathy and understanding, stepping into another's shoes. Practice empathy, try to see things from the speaker's perspective. Consider their background, experiences, and emotions that might be shaping their viewpoint. Validate, don't judge, acknowledge the speaker's feelings without judgment. Phrases like "it sounds like you're feeling frustrated" or "that must have been a difficult situation" can go a long way in creating a safe space for open communication. Hold space for silence. Sometimes, the most powerful listening tool is silence. Allow for comfortable pauses in the conversation, without rushing to fill the void. Silence can create space for reflection and deeper understanding. Remember, listening is a journey, not a destination. By incorporating these strategies into your daily interactions, you'll become a more engaged listener, fostering stronger relationships, building trust, and creating a world where true connection thrives.